Dreamscape presents Saigon by Anthony Gray, narrated by Gordon Griffin. What's Past is Prologue. William Shakespeare, The Tempest.
Don't bother me with all that history crap. It just gets in the way of action.
United States Army Colonel, Vietnam, mid-1960s. Forward. This new edition of Saigon, now happily celebrating its 31st birthday, is identical in every way to the original book first published in 1982 in the United States and Britain, except for one very small insertion. The epigraph to the original novel contained only a single quotation from Shakespeare, "What's Past is Prologue." I saw those few well-chosen words chiselled at the base of one of the pillars flanking the entrance to the National Archives in Washington, D.C. I often visited the archives between 1980 and 1982, when I was working daily at the Library of Congress, researching and writing the second half of Saigon. The location of those words of Shakespeare made them even more appropriate for the epigraph of Saigon than they otherwise might have been. A dozen years later, I added a second quote to the novel's epigraph.
Don't bother me with all that history crap. It just gets in the way of action.
It was uttered in Vietnam in the mid-1960s by a U.S. Army colonel and heard by an American war correspondent who eventually passed it on to me. It contrasted so sharply with Shakespeare's words, chiselled on the exterior of the National Archives, that I could not resist adding it to a reprinted edition of Saigon. Together with two quotations, succinctly provide a poignant commentary on what the Kansas City Star newspaper has called the fundamental tragedy of the United States' involvement in Vietnam. In all, I worked for 4 years from 1978 to 1982, researching and writing this novel in the Grand National Libraries of Britain, France, and the US. I also haunted the book and newspaper archives of London's School of Oriental and African Studies and the French colonial newspaper stores in Versailles, as well as scrutinizing the fascinating old records then being newly released onto the public shelves of the Ministry of Colonies in the Rue Oudinot, in the centre of Paris. As a novelist, who had been until then a dedicated news reporter and a foreign correspondent for Reuters, I naturally found myself looking hard for journalistic scoops among the little red old books, yellowing newspapers, and ancient colonial intelligence files.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?